Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Bottom of this hour. Hour number one is Brett Ciancia. Pick six previews. New addition to the show a couple of weeks back. Very, very good. Blake Ruffino, top of hour number two. We'll talk some college football with him down in Louisiana. Another outstanding addition several months back on the show. Oh. Brad, who joins us on Fridays, Brad Powers, tweeted yesterday, it's been 10 years since we added him to the show. 10 years. I didn't know it was that many. I remember the meeting we had to add him, but I did not know we were now approaching 10 years with him joining us on Fridays. Wow. You'd have told me 6 or 7, I would have said, yeah, that's about right. 10 years, according to Brad. Later in hour number three, Josh Newberg, who couldn't be with us last week, will join us. So there is the layout today on this Wednesday edition. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at BillisKing and email BillisKing7@gmail.com. We had mentioned it a few times. The NCAA Board of Governors had their meeting on Tuesday. And as we also mentioned, they may or may not vote. There was no guarantee on anything. And it was about the status of fall sports. Now, that doesn't include D1 football, but fall sports. FCS football, Olympic sports, etc. They did not vote. According to various folks out there, each division will be able to decide if and how it will proceed with fall sports. So they'll let literally every division decide how they're going to go about things. Now, Mark Emmert, who is the president of the NCAA, apparently is going to speak today. I don't know if he's just going to reinforce what we just mentioned or what he's going to say. It sounds like, and this has been going on for a while, Mark just wants to make sure it's not on him. It sounds like you have various folks who want to play, and he just doesn't want to be involved in if something happens where everybody can point to him. He's already not popular at all. He is very, very unpopular as the guy that heads up the NCAA. He's not a real likable guy, to say the least. So that happened on Tuesday. And again, like we mentioned, We didn't expect any temporary closure at all anyways, necessarily on Tuesday, and we didn't get any, and I'm not disappointed at all. I was not clamoring for some announcement from the Board of Governors from the NCAA. That was not my Tuesday did not involve wishing and hoping for anything from that group, frankly. Another big name opting out on the season, Micah Parsons. Probably the best known star defensively in college football coming up for this season. You could debate a couple of players, but he'd be certainly right at the top. Very rangy, very athletic, very long, very sudden, very twitchy. He's got it all. He has announced that he will skip the season and get ready for the 21 draft. Now, he is good enough to where he can do it. The scouts, I'm sure they'd like more film on him his junior year, but frankly, they've seen all they need. And he will pass at the combine or whatever they do this next year. He will pass all the look and size, all the dimensions you're looking for, he has. So that frankly, this won't hurt him at all. He knows how good he is. He's proven how good he is. He would have had an outstanding year, for sure. And remember, yesterday we got the news from Rashad Bateman, also the receiver from Minnesota, very well-known, very highly thought-of wide receiver. Now, he's not thought of like Micah Parsons is, but he's highly thought of nonetheless. So, Parsons, Caleb Farley, a corner out of Virginia Tech, who's, again, highly acclaimed. Rashad Bateman. Players like that. Now, this, did you see this? A player from Vanderbilt opted out. Orrin Milstein. Any of you know who the hell that is? No, I know you don't. He went, I believe, to Columbia. Hadn't really played in about 3 years. Ended up at Vanderbilt as a grad transfer. He's a kicker. And apparently hasn't really kicked since 2017. Gets a grad transfer scholarship to Vanderbilt and then opts out. I guess he keeps his scholarship and won't be playing for Vanderbilt. Like anybody would have noticed. Yes, that happened. How many of you know Orrin Milstein? The answer is none of you do. People at Columbia or wherever the hell he was don't even know who he is, probably. He's opted out. But I guess he gets his grad transfer scholarship retained because that's kind of the way we're doing things, right? So you could suggest he rigged the system to get a freebie and then opted out. I don't know if that's what he did or not, but Orrin Milstein, that will be the only time you ever hear that name on any, like, broadcast. Anywhere. But he's on the list. I'm looking at this list. Players who have opted out for the 2020 season. And his name is on there, like, close to, like, Micah Parsons and Rashad Bateman. They have nothing in common other than they're on the same list. That's it. Jeff in the Borough.
What you know, Bill? What's going on?
You ever heard of Orrin Milstein?
No, I have not. Not until yesterday. I just knew he was a graduate student. So that's all I knew about
transfer.
It.
Transfer.
So, I don't know how transfer, what you're going to call it. So that's all I know. So.
Okay.
Opted out. So, and I saw this morning, Bill, about Idaho has over 80 players. I don't think they have 85, but about 60 of them don't want to play. and they said the coach and the AD was going to listen to their concerns, they say. Was going to listen to their concerns about, I guess, the virus or whatever they want, whatever they're going to do, whatever it is. So, you know, stuff like that. So,
hey, guess what? If they don't play, nobody cares. So do what you got to do.
Well, I'm just thought that little tidbit. Now you're talking about the high school season, Bill. It's starting August 20th on Thursday night.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, there's a few games on Thursday night. There's one down here in Rutherford County, and I know Cook will play their first game. They're playing their first game at Tennessee Tech, and I think one of their rivals or something in that county or something. They're playing Tennessee Tech their first game. They're playing Thursday night, and then of course all most of the games are on Friday, and then Saturday night Blackman's playing Alcoa. At Alcoa, it'll be a 7 o'clock game over there, but 6 o'clock here. So, you know, so they'll play over there.
And Memphis has also announced, like Metro Nashville, that they're not going to start until after Labor Day.
No, but let me tell you this. Whitehaven over there, school in Memphis over there, that coach said they weren't starting until September 18th. He said they're not starting until then.
Wow.
But because, he said, I saw it on, there's a story on Coach D about it, and he said the reason why he wasn't starting until then is because they're not allowed contact over there. They're not allowed no hitting. They can't hit and do shoulder pads and helmets and stuff. They can't hit or anything. Damn. So they said that's what they said. They weren't going to play until, I guess it's week four or five, whatever week that is, the season. They're not going to start till then. Because he said he'd have been okay with that 8-game schedule and starting then. But, you know, of course, they ain't doing that now. But he said he'd been okay with that. But I didn't want you to know about. I'm sure you knew about this. But since your son plays at Summit, you know, I know you'll be going to all his games and things. But this year, when you go to ball games in Tennessee, any high school event, of course you have to wear a mask. Number one, and you got to keep it on at all times. And number two, before you go in the game, Bill, they're gonna take your temperature. Make sure.
Oh no! Please don't. Please don't.
Yeah, they're going to, Bill.
Oh,
when you go, they're going to. And if it's over 100, I think it's 100.5 or something like that. They're gonna tell you to go home. You're sick.
Oh my God! Oh my gosh! I may be one of those people
on
Twitter. Where I throw a fit and then everybody's like, you know, they're filming with the camera and then I got to go home and change. It'll be embarrassing.
That's Board of Control, the rules. That's what the rules they set up.
Now I've already had that done to me once. I went to a doctor's office and they zapped me. They got that gun, you know. They zapped me and I was 97.6 or something. So I think I passed.
Yeah. I mean, as long as it's under 100, 100.5, 100, whatever it is, then you'll be all right. But they're going to take all the fans, teachers, before they go in the game, and you have to wear a mask, and you got to keep it on at all times.
Will they frisk me too, like you're at the airport? Will they?
I don't know if they do that, but that's
will they pat you down?
They're going to do that. They're going to do them two things. And then they said, too, if, like, say you're playing a team on a Friday night, and say some of the teams got that virus and the other team don't have it, well, the team that don't have it gets a win, and the other team, it's a no contest. They don't get a win or a loss. That's how they're going to work it. If anybody gets that virus during the season. And then, of course, the playoffs, it would happen to the playoffs. The team that's infected is out of the playoffs. They just out. They don't. They just out. So
some team could literally get a like, I don't want to say a bye, but you could literally get all the way to the state championship and win it because the other team has the virus.
Well, yeah. Well, you could win the state championship without playing the game, Bill. You play the state championship week. Somebody gets that virus. That team you're gonna play gets that virus. Week of the state championship, you get that virus, and they say, well, they ain't gonna play. You won the state championship without playing the game, Bill.
Yeah.
Don't even have to play it down.
I'd put an extra big banner up in my gym for that, man. I'd claim that championship now.
Yeah, you would, but if you got one without playing it down. But now you're talking about, too, but I'll let you go after this, but you're talking about the schedules and stuff, Alabama football and Kentucky men's basketball. Of course, those are two greatest traditions in SEC history as far as winning and championships and things. Yep. But, you know, I told you before, I don't think the SEC cares too much about basketball. Like you said, it's a football conference. It always will be. So, you know, it proves when they put an 8-part documentary out Saturdays in the South that, you know, had all this different stuff about different things going on. Like I heard it in the 50s when Auburn hired Shug Jordan, that they were about broke, they didn't have no money. couldn't even keep the school open, the football program open. So him and the assistant coach went down to Auburn National Bank and got a loan for $100,000 so they'd have uniforms and stuff for the team and stuff. Didn't have no money for nothing. Down there it's broke, but didn't have no money. So, you know, so that's just the way it is, the way it goes on that.
So Bobby Lauder wasn't hanging around yet, handing out money yet.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't in the picture. I guess he wasn't hanging out. And I know you know this, Bill, about Georgia Tech and Cumberland. The way that story goes is Georgia Tech played Cumberland in a baseball game the spring before they played in football in the fall, and Cumberland beat them 22-0 in baseball. So Georgia Tech had Coach Heisman, thought Cumberland had a bunch of ringers, a bunch of pro players in baseball, so he wasn't going to put up with that. And then Cumberland College, they dropped football kind of secretly, didn't nobody know it. And so Sean Heisman told him, he said, you're going to pay damages about $3,000 or $4,000. Of course, Cumberland couldn't afford that back in the day. They couldn't afford that. So this old guy went around campus at the frat houses and got a bunch of players to play football. So they got a football team, went down there to Georgia Tech, and they said that Heisman, he kept running up the score, running it up. And the Cumberland players wanted him to stop. Well, they went on over the sidelines, told him to stop and quit. And so he kept running the score up, and he finally got to 222, and they told him to stop. And he told the Cumberland players, he said, 222 is enough. I'll stop the game now. It's enough. 222. That's enough. But just some interesting stuff. I know you watched part of that documentary. I know you didn't probably watch all of it, but it's a real different Eastern documentary about eight parts about SEC football. And then another thing, Bill, Swanee won 5 games in 6 days. I know you know about that back in the day. They beat Texas A&M, LSU, Ole Miss, and two other SEC schools, like Vanderbilt, I think, and a couple other ones. But they shut them all out. They went and played Texas real quick. Just real quick, went and played Texas, and Texas paid them $700 to go over and play. And he had to schedule games on the way back, so he scheduled all them games on the way back, and they beat all them teams 5 games in 6 days.
All right,
wouldn't do it nowadays, Bill. But you know, one a week can't play Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
See you, Jeff. Goodbye, Jeff. Yeah, we'll holler at you later. Imagine somebody for the first time sampling the show, like the last 5 minutes. Imagine that.
That was 5 minutes?
Whatever. Yeah, that was.
I thought it was Friday already.
It was. Driving down the road.
Just hypnotized, Bill. I can't even push buttons anymore.
The only thing he didn't say there was winder.
I wish you would have, getting all that other stuff in.
Broke out the winder down there at the College Football Hall of Fame.
He did have about the best pronunciation of virus I've ever heard, though.
I know. He had it going, man. Jeff had the accent. I mean, he had it going there. I got to give him credit for that. God almighty. So I didn't know that. So the Cumberland, Georgia Tech story, Crazy Charlie, was actually a revenge story because Cumberland ran it up on Georgia Tech's baseball team. That's what we learned there.
That was worth going 7 minutes past the break for.
God almighty. All right, we're coming right back. Bottom of the hour, Brett Ciancia. He won't sound anything like that, I can promise you. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic increase down Ellington Parkway. Traffic's been in pretty good shape so far as really bad interstate accidents causing big backups. We're checking a wreck now on 65 southbound near Long Hollow Pike. Traffic's already busy coming down through Robertson County in that general area. Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check it out, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, JodyJonesDDS.com.
Hey Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Saunier, executive producer of WNSR, and I'm here reminding you that Bongo Job at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the best place to start your day in the Music City. Their new limited summer hours and menu is simply the best in town. From burritos to smoothies, plus the new biscuit sandwiches and croissants, Bongo Java has you covered. Located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown, they're open from 7 to 11 a.m., and make sure you tell them Crazy Charlie sent you.
Napa know-how.
This month, Napa's got all kinds of motor oil deals that can save you some serious cash. Like a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $16.49. With savings like that, you may start feeling like a VIP. But don't let it go to your head. These oil deals are for everyone. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 8/31/20.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A always, BBC. Closing, always be closing.
ABC. A always, BBC. Closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Bill King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
Armageddon.
Bottom of the hour, Brett Ciancia will join us. Pick six preview, so just a couple minutes out here. Few on Twitter. Brown man down in Orlando. Bill, Jeff in the Borough just broke my app. Paragon SC in New York. What the heck was that call about, Bill? Vol Nation 98. Now I can never get that 5 minutes back in my life. Hashtag painful, Bill. Allen from Tampa. Bill, Bozo in the Borough. Rob in the 210. Bill, please. Ask Crazy Charlie to get a new soundbite for Fun with Audio Monday. Jeff in the Borough saying, quote, you got that virus. Yeah, there's some takeable audio out of that. Elon Musk. Again, Elon Musk tweets. Oren Milstein, Bill, never heard of her. Georgia Dog, Bill, you are relentless in egging on the Bozo in the Borough. Jeff in the Borough, Bill, the virus, Bill, can't do no hitting. Don't forget to wear your mask at the games. Keep it on at all times, Bill. And they're going to check your temperature for the virus, Bill. Hashtag UK will win the East. Wow. Next we have, before the break, Armageddon. What's up, Armageddon?
Bill, how are things out in Wilco this morning?
I've just peeked out a couple times. Looks pretty good right now. I don't see the virus, but they say it's small and it can hide.
Nice and cool this morning, Bill. It's 65 degrees in the 615.
Good. Sounds good.
Bill, the golfer that calls in from L.A., tell me his name.
His name is John, and he played at Southern Cal back in the 70s. And he loves Notre Dame because his dad played there, played football there, prior, but he came in for commitments. He was there when you were there. You probably didn't get to meet him, but he's a good dude, man. And he remembers the tournament. He doesn't remember your brother per se, but he remembers playing in a tournament where Wake was there.
Well, that's the reason why I bring that up. I believe he was talking about playing the NCAA tournament at Bermuda Run.
I guess. That's not in my wheelhouse, but yes.
Because I went over there, I believe it was in 1982, I believe, to watch my brother play in the NCAA tournament at Bermuda Run. And
now, where's Bermuda Run at?
It's in Greensboro, in the Greensboro area, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Yeah. But he mentioned Gary Hallberg, and my brother, his freshman year at Wake, Gary Hallberg was number one on the team. Robert Wren was number two on the team. And my brother, you know, played the three spot. And Robert Wren, Bill, who went on to – at one point, he was announcing golf on the senior tour, but he holds the record still, I think, for under par to win a tournament in at Buick Hills Country Club. He shot 26 under par for 4 days,
wow.
And I think that's still the PGA Tour record for the most under par.
Wow! How about that? Yeah, some good reminiscing. Hopefully he can come back for commitments. Now, that's a long way. He's out there in Los Angeles. But hopefully, if so, we will get you guys together. You can reminisce on some golf. You can carry on a conversation better than I can when it comes
to that. We can talk
a
little. That was my point for bringing it up, Bill. We can certainly talk a little golf, and it can get Armageddon a little more business.
Oh, yeah. Getting you some business at that event's not going to be a problem.
I like the early check-ins, Bill. You know, I like to call in that first 30 minutes, really, because it motivates me, you know, to talk to you, and then it gets me motivated to handle some business.
Have a good day, sir.
Have a good day, Bill.
Bottom of the hour break coming up. Brett Ciancia, pick six previews. He's in Pennsylvania. We'll ask him, obviously, about Micah Parsons, who announced he's opting out. Probably the best defensive player in this next draft. Again, we'll see what happens, but big name opting out there. Big, big name. We'll talk about that, among other things, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic increase down Ellington Parkway. Traffic's been in pretty good shape so far as really bad interstate accidents causing big backups. We're checking a wreck now on 65 southbound near Long Hollow Pike. Traffic's already busy coming down through Robertson County in that general area. Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check it out, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on Demumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: partly sunny with a high of 84, partly cloudy tonight, low 65, mostly sunny tomorrow, high 87, partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 68, Friday sunny, 92. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Sky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Crazy Charlie will hook up here momentarily with Brett Cianci, a pick six previews, and we will carry forward. I know if you've been listening to the show, you doubt we will carry forward, but we will. Top of the hour, let me go ahead and plug there. Blake Ruffino will be with us down in Louisiana. Always good to have him. He is excellent. And a little later, Berg will be with us. Josh Newberg from 24/7 Sports and also from the Big Three Roll-Up, the podcast. He will check in with us later, top of hour number three. So that is the lay of the land today. We got some other news we need to get to as well from college football. And it is amazing. I totally believe, again, I want to be on the record here, that there are media members pulling for the demise of the season and pulling for the virus. I do. I believe that. I know Twitter says that's just not a thing. It is a thing. It is absolutely a thing. Crazy Charlie, are we ready to go? Not yet. Okay. Not yet ready. Brett Ciancia will be with us. Huh. Did he give you a different number or something? Oh, okay. Well, anyways, Brett, we are trying to hook up with you. If you are monitoring the show right now, and if you have the ability now. Hey, Crazy Charlie, I just thought of something. Is that part of where the power shortage is affecting people? Because I'm seeing that everywhere.
You know what, that's a really good suggestion. I didn't think of that.
That might be the case.
All right, I'm gonna leave him a voicemail, and I'll let you know when he gets back in touch with us.
You know what, that just hit me.
Yeah, that was a really good thought. I didn't consider that at all.
But I haven't heard from him.
I'll leave a nice voicemail then. Okay. I'm doing it right now, as a fact. Hey, Brett, looking for you, man, on the Bill King Show. Appreciate you. Give us a call back when you get an opportunity. Thanks, man.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Did you like the way I did that live on the air?
I did.
Look at me. I'm on camera. Now I'm leaving voicemails live on the air. Look at me, Bill. I'm like a professional here.
You've done this a couple times, apparently.
Yeah, Bob in Madisonville's on hold if you want to talk to him.
I don't think the hurricane got to Bob in Madisonville, so let me pull him up here. Bob, what's happening, sir?
Hey, you got to go easy on poor old Lord Bilstein. He's smart enough to parlay a full scholarship from Vanderbilt and not even play a play. He's probably a hell of a stockbroker.
You're right. He may be playing this volatile market right now, making a fortune, but. Yeah, he goes to Columbia, I think, and then grad transfers to Vandy, gets a freebie there, and then opts out. That's pretty good. That's smart, frankly.
I'd get him on my side, brother. Hey, y'all have a good day.
See ya. If you're just checking in, God help you if you are. We were looking at the list of players who are opting out on the season. And Micah Parsons is one that's recent. That's a huge name. And one of the names is Oren Milstein, who's a kicker for Vanderbilt. I don't know if anybody at Vanderbilt's ever heard of him either, other than the tweet. But he is opted out on the season. Now, again, his choice. I'm not laughing at that part. I don't know. Was he counting as a scholar? I guess he was. Was he going to be their kicker? Apparently, he has not kicked since like 17. Or hadn't played in a game. I think in 18 I saw, not that I've reviewed his career much, but I think in 18 he was injured, didn't do anything in 19. Now he's at Vanderbilt as a grad transfer. And anyways, he's opted out. Coach's hot seat checking in. I don't know where they are, because Coach's hot seat was going back to their offices in San Francisco in June, but I think that got delayed. Crazy Charlie says, let's do this. We'll break early. And then he has located Brett Ciancia, who does have power outage issues, but somehow has found a way to communicate with us. That's good. That's good. So we'll do that. We'll take the break right here. Coach's hot seat, I'll get right back to you in just a second as well. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. TDOT did a good job of moving that earlier crash on 65 southbound there at Rivergate Parkway. Traffic's still able to get down through there without too much of a problem on 65 coming out of Sumner County down through Goodlettsville. Traffic's looking good right now, 65 through Brentwood and Franklin. A Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Paid for by Tax Advocate Group.
Are you tired of dodging the IRS for back taxes? Are you curious about potential new options available to you because of COVID-19? The coronavirus has forced the government to take extensive actions, making this the most opportunistic time for you to finally restructure or even resolve your tax debt with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, and are experiencing hardships because of the impact of COVID-19, you could qualify for more aggressive resolution plans with the IRS. Tax Advocate Group has specialists ready to help you determine your eligibility for these programs. Act now before it's too late. This could be your best chance to resolve your tax debt. If left unresolved, your debt will continue to accumulate penalties and interest and eventually be subject to serious and punitive collection activity. Call to take advantage of these temporary tax relief options to resolve your tax debt today.
Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. Again, 800-555-1212.
Hey Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Saunier, executive producer of WNSR, and I'm here reminding you that Bongo Job at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the best place to start your day in the Music City. Their new limited summer hours and menu is simply the best in town. From burritos to smoothies, plus the new biscuit sandwiches and croissants, Bongo Java has you covered. Located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown, they're open from 7 to 11 a.m. And make sure you tell them Crazy Charlie sent you.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Former Titans coach Jeff Fisher.
Who's grumpy this morning?
Coach, so, I'm not grumpy.
I mean, hey, John.
Yeah.
Pull your head out of your butt. Get yourself in a better mood.
I'll do my
my best, Coach. Thanks for the pep talk.
Okay. You just made a promo for him.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Get into the Bill King Show. Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought. All right, dude, here's a couple of phones. 3, 2. Call 615-844-5600.
Brett Ciancia with us. Pick six previews up in Pennsylvania. And Brett, I was just thinking we were trying to contact you that you may be one of those affected by the power outages, and that is the case, right?
Yeah, Bill, it's, thanks for having me on, and sorry for the delay. I'm down in South Jersey, actually, at the Jersey Shore, and they got pounded by a hurricane, almost like a hurricane yesterday, tropical storm. But, yeah, I was figuring out the Wi-Fi and the call-in situation. Thanks for bearing with me.
Good to have you here. Let's start with Micah Parsons. What kind of impact, a huge name at Penn State, how does that affect your thoughts on Penn State's season coming up with him opting out?
Yeah, of course, that's the headliner so far. You also saw Rashad Bateman from Minnesota also opt out and head to the NFL draft early. So, and these aren't just average players. These are both guys that landed on my first team All-American teams in the preseason and probably likely on other people's too. I mean, these are – legit stars of the game, so they're out. And with Micah Parsons and Penn State, it doesn't change much forecast wise. I had them second in the Big Ten East, right around 10th in the nation, top 10. It's a massive loss of personnel there. Maybe it brings in more of a debate with them in Michigan, but I think it's still the next man up. That defense was loaded with players at the pass rush positions. Shaka Tony back, so it's a little bit of next man up. But it's unfortunate to see the loss of some of the star power, but, I think it's the next man up at Penn State there.
Yeah, and again, we're way off on the next draft, but Micah Parsons might well have been the first defensive player taken. Might well be.
Yeah, the thing with Parsons is he's an absolute athlete. I mean, it's not just that he's a quote-unquote linebacker. I mean, he is an absolute football player. Back in high school here in Pennsylvania, actually, he was out of Harrisburg High. He played running back, too, on offense, and he would run through, the defenders like they were little kids. I mean, they put up 60 points a game at Harrisburg High his senior year. He was a huge part of it. I mean, give him the ball, he ran down like a train through the middle of the defense. So 4.4 speed, he's going to be one of those guys that just blows up the combine and shoots up draft boards. So I agree with you there. He's, definitely a physical player.
Brett Ciancia with us, pick six previews. NCAA Board of Governors met on Tuesday. They did not vote, and the word is Emmert's going to speak today, Mark Emmert. But what's coming out of some of the reports is they're just going to let the various divisions, Brett, decide on their own about the start of the season and the season in general.
Yeah, that's what I heard as well. We hear different rumors leaking out about these NCAA announcements. I wonder if it plays into everything that FBS Division I football is the only sport that postseason is outside the NCAA's realm. That at the end of every college sports championship, you see the teams hoisting up that brown wooden trophy. Not in college football. That's because the NCAA doesn't actually sanction the champion. It was the Bowl Coalition back in the 90s and the BCS, now the College Football Playoff. So I don't know if that plays in, if it gets pushed down to the conferences by conference kind of thing, just like you see federal and state, in politics there with legislation. So I don't know that his announcement today really massively impacts the College Football Division I season.
What is your thoughts on the SEC's announcement to push everything back like they did to the first game, the 26th? of September.
Yeah, I think it's a good call. I think we spoke a couple weeks ago when they were delaying their schedule decision. They noted that it was going to be they're going to take as much information as possible in, you know, gives more time of, you know, time on campus and quarantining and going through testing, because this thing evolves day to day, week to week. I thought the Big Ten jumped too early at it. I guess it looks okay now as other conferences have followed with the all-conference or all-in-conference schedule. But, yeah, I think with something like this, no one's been through it before. Let's take it day by day, get as much info and data, and make a calculated decision. So if that means delaying it 3 or 4 weeks, that's okay with me because, again, with 10 games over 15, 16 Saturdays, you now have afforded yourself some of that flexibility. So, yeah, use up some of that goodwill there and make a safer decision.
Ohio, on Tuesday, we were told that Ohio had an emergency order in effect, which said no fans in the stands. And then, well, for high school games, we were talking about in Ohio. But that also affected the Browns and the Bengals and the Buckeyes. And then they came back and said, well, for high schools, the 72-hour period before each game, they're not going to have the testing in place for that. So they're backing off that a little bit. What was your thinking there as far as crowd size, et cetera?
Yeah, I can understand maybe at the NFL and college level, limiting that or even eliminating that. But I think there's something to be said about high school football, having at least the parents there. You got to allow the parents and siblings in there. It's such a major moment of these young kids and the parents' lives. I mean, especially in a state like Ohio, high school football is everything out there. I remember watching a documentary on Massillon High. The Tigers, right? They're made a Tiger right at birth, and that's everything they built for it. So, it's a shame. I think that also when you think about it, because these high school stadiums, you could space out 50 to 100 parents. I mean, you could have not just 6 feet between them, but you could have, 60 feet between them. You really space them out. So I think it's, the same thing going here in Pennsylvania. There's a big discussion about zero fans or allowing the parents. I think you got to allow the parents. I mean, they're living together anyway. You know, space them out, give them different times at the gate to come through. Really make it work because this is such an important part of everyone's life there. So, I think that you got to have parents there.
Tell everybody, Brett, how they can get all of your information.
Yeah, thanks. It's pick6previews.com and at pick6previews. On there, I have a couple sample pages of my 2020 preview book. It's all 66 Power 5 teams. Looking into maybe tweaking it, putting out kind of a bonus section here after all these conferences announce new schedules, because you're looking at the SEC and the Big Ten with completely new schedules. ACC is now divisionless, so for anyone that's already bought it, I'm going to push through a kind of a free bonus booklet there. And then for upcoming customers, you'll get my normal book plus that that little revision in there, just to see how things would have changed had I not released it early June. So that's where you can find me.
Always good to have you here, Brett. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
Brett Ciancia, Pick 6 Previews. I don't know if you saw this or not. You might have. The SEC conference on Tuesday announced adjusted dates for preseason football activities. The first allowable practice is now scheduled for August the 17th. Because remember, they pushed everything back to September the 26th for the first game. New SEC calendar provides student athletes with more days off than required by the NCAA and fewer practices than permitted by current NCAA rules. In the revised preseason football calendar, from August 7th to the 16th, schools are permitted to conduct up to 14 hours per week of strength and conditioning, meetings, and walkthroughs, beginning then on August 17th and until the opening game. Schools are allowed 25 practices with a limit of 20 hours per week of practice time. A five-day acclimation period is required as well. 2 days in helmets only, 2 days in shells, and the fifth day in full pads. Schools will be required to provide student-athletes a minimum of 2 days off each week until the week before the first game of the season. So that was announced yesterday on Tuesday as far as what the rules would permit. I think that's reasonable. I'm not always for a lot of legislation and a lot of rules like this, but you have to have something in place, because if you didn't, let's face it, schools would, or the staffs, the coaches, and I'm pro coach, but there's always that want to do more and that want to run everybody and work everybody till they can go no further. And there's nothing wrong with that line of thinking, but in this case, it's good to have some specific rules. The 20-hour rule, 14 hours at first, then 20 hours, I think is probably a good idea. Josh up in London. Bill, Massillon versus Canton McKinley is a great rivalry in Ohio high school football. Yeah, Ohio is a very proud football state. Very proud state, period. But and that could be any sport we bring up, but obviously football. Vol Nation 98. Bill, that guy from Vanderbilt, Oren Milstein is his name, must be related to Charlie Weiss. Get paid not to work. He's getting a freebie, the way I understand it. Guy, what? Dude hadn't even kicked since like 17, I think. He's getting more publicity here than he probably has ever gotten in his life. Coach's hot seat. Bill, I'm glad Pick Six Previews was up on the show, because two straight calls every morning to open the show from the Nashville Regional Mental Hospital on the virus. The virus and the old brothers golf game means it's time to cut off outside phone calls from the mental ward. Aliquippa Bob, what's up, sir?
Hey, Bill. I'm going to do my best J.I.B. imitation for you.
Bill, I got the virus, Bill. I went to the doctor, Bill. They took my temp just 97.6. Bill, they sent me home, told me I was faking it, Bill.
How do you like that, Bill?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good now. I like it.
Hey, you know, this thing with Michael Parsons, Bill, yeah, that is a big blow. You know, I mean, he's one of the leaders on the defense, his experience. The thing that's going to hurt the most, Bill, they probably built that defensive scheme around him this year. And fortunately for Penn State, they got three linebackers that might be able to step into that role. You have a kid last year that was a freshman named Brandon Smith, who a lot of people thought that he would have a very great career at Penn State. He's very talented, very athletic. There's also a freshman coming in named Curtis Jacobs. He was a four-star linebacker that they picked up. And he's been making some impressions on people. And then last year they had Lance Dixon from, I think he's from Michigan, and he was very, very impressive. So, you know, our defense will take a step down, Bill. But, you know, it would have been nice to have Micah. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I understand his position. That's what he wants to do. Good for him. Wish him the best of luck, you know. But let me ask you now, Bill, do you think since a big name like Parsons went, do you think this is going to start like a chain reaction?
Oh, that's possible. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say it couldn't happen. Bateman at Minnesota's big name. He announced yesterday. Those are the two biggest names that I know of. I mean, there are more on there, but those are the two big, well-known names. Those are all American-type names that have opted out. Now, I don't know if it's a regional thing or if I can ask Blake when he comes up here in a couple of minutes his thoughts on it too, but it might well. Now, but see, the thing about it is there's so much negativity up in the Big Ten right now. I haven't even pulled up this story yet I'm going to read, but it's from Tom Chantel, and he's talking about all this behind-the-scenes talk that the Big Ten's going to announce they're not even playing. So, anyways, hey, Bob, I appreciate the call, bud. Have a good day up there. On the other side, Blake Ruffino down in Louisiana.